I think it was different back then, just for that reason. Like, we, it never happened other than the World Series. So for us, when the schedule came out and I saw we were going to play the Yankees, I was like, man, I really want to pitch one of those games. And then, you know, Bobby said I got to pitch the first one. I was like, ecstatic, right? Yeah. It was so cool to, you know, they're the, you know, they're champs, you know, playing against the Yankees and being here in New York. I mean, what a bigger game. And it was awesome. So, you know, I think back then, and we only played three times. Now you play more, and I think it's not that it's diminished by any means, but it was just special. It was just the first time.
Pete Alonso had said this week, whereas it's not as much of a rivalry anymore, but as much bragging rights. But do you think back then, because you guys only played the once a year, that there was still a little bit of a rivalry aspect to it?
I do. I think it was, you know, it was a big thing, and I think the whole city embraced it. I don't know. You know, I haven't been around New York as much lately, but, you know, back then, that's all you could talk about, right? Now, all you heard about, you know, back page of the sports was just about that. And at the time, you know, we were really good, I thought. And but the Yankees, you know, they were the Yankees, and they won some World Series right in a row while I was here. So it was a big game, and I think back then it was a little bit more of a rivalry.
What do you remember about that night? And complete games, they don't come around very often anymore, but what do you remember about that game, the energy, and at what point you thought, I've got a chance to finish this?
Yeah, it was just awesome. You know, when we got there, I'd never been to Yankee Stadium before, so, you know, getting there early and walking around was really cool. And then, you know, just the energy, the people. I never pitched in the World Series, unfortunately, but I pitched in the playoffs, but that felt like a playoff World Series type game. You know, I know they played later, but I wasn't around for that. But it was just awesome. And then, you know, the energy was just great. And we, you know, for us to score those three runs in the first inning helped a ton. And what I really remember is about the end of the game, when I got a chance to finish, was just all the fans chanting, you know, "Let's go Mets" in Yankee Stadium. I thought that was pretty cool, you know, so they stuck around. And then to strike out Jeter to end the game, you know, I think that's what, you know, a lot of kids dream about, right? You want to strike out to finish something really cool. And so I got to do it, and it was pretty awesome.
Well, it's a good segue, too, to what you've been doing recently in terms of coaching, because we said not a lot of complete games happen. Right. Pitchers don't necessarily go deeper into games. What have you seen at the lower levels, high school levels, that could potentially be impacting things at the big league level that we're not seeing guys be able to go so far into games?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm helping coach high school kids and stuff like that, it's a lot of pitch counts, which I think is good. You know, you don't want to wear and tear on their arms and stuff like that. But I think, you know, a lot of kids are also playing just one sport all the time. When we were younger, we play, you know, football, baseball, basketball, play everything, and you're more well-rounded. Not that saying kids aren't well-rounded. It's just, I think you have to make a choice earlier and earlier. And I'm just wondering, you know, to myself, if that puts more stress on kids' arms. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But for us, what we do is we just try and keep pitch counts down. And, you know, you look at Nolan Ryan, would he throw 200 pitches a game? I mean, the guy was a machine. So, and you just don't do that anymore. And now you got specialized guys too. There's so much talent out there now that I think if you can go 5-6 innings and turn over the bullpen, you know, it's a pretty good day.
Yeah. Well, Dave, welcome back. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.